Hello, it's Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence. This short podcast is for Queensland only, so if you're not from Queensland, it's of no benefit to you, unless you're an investor in Queensland. Now, Queensland licensees, property managers, agents, anyone listening, but particularly Real Estate Excellence members who'd be the most listening, thank you for being a valued member. We all know the rent increase frequency law changes commence 1 July 2023. I just wanted to give you an update. Now, a couple of things. I did a video this morning. It's on my website, YouTube, and all my other socials. So it's on a video sort of format as well as this podcast. Now, firstly, a reminder that the RTA have some great Q&As on the RTA website that are of assistance to all. And members, you've received that many times as part of the 19-page best practice guide that we gave you about these new laws, new amended laws that commence July 1. Now, a couple of updates. It's expected the Form 18A will be updated, most likely it will, from July 1, due to Clause 10 and 36, because they've been changed through the amendments. Now, the Form 18, as you most likely know, comes from the RTRA Act, or the regulations to the Act. There'll be no need to update existing agreements, and members, I refer you to page 6 of the Real Estate Excellence Member Guide on this, where I give you the legislation and my best practice notes and more. But for now, there's no need to update existing agreements due to Section 54, which is the current section, and there's a new Section 575. So members, there's also best practice templates we emailed you for lessors and tenants affected for rent increases after 1 July that are now not allowed and illegal to advise them. So just a reminder, members, we're an email away, as you know, if you need us to resend it, or it's at Member Online, the latest member update folder, and then 1 July. So basically, Section 54 is a long-held provision, and in part it says, if a provision of this Act, which alludes into the Agreement 2, which is part of the Act and regulations, is inconsistent with the term of an agreement, the provision prevails and the term is void to the extent of its inconsistency. So if there's something in the Act that's changed with the term of the agreement, which it has, Clause 10 and subsequently 36, because there are some minor amendments to ways to end the tenancy, which has also included members in the 19-page best practice guide. So Section 575 is a new section into the RTRA Act and simply almost repeats, but stating that any terms of a Res 10 agreement that are inconsistent with the amended sections will be void. Hence, there's no need to do new 18As, knowing we've got new 18As coming. So basically, we know that from 1 July, changes to limiting rent increase frequency, I please urge you not to say rent caps, because there's no rent caps as such. But on that point, you may have seen in media in recent days, I'm recording this on the 5th of June 2023, there's been quite a lot of media in relation to these new amended laws, particularly from Tenant Advocates and Tenant Queensland. In fact, the other day I posted on particularly my Real Estate Excellence Facebook business group page, rather, in relation to this, one of the many media that have talked about what I'm about to mention. Now, basically, tenant advocates are alleging that there are unscrupulous property owners out there who are taking advantage of these laws to some extent, meaning that because the laws apply to existing tenants, even if there's a change of shared tenancy and there's one existing or two or more existing tenants, the 12-month frequency law applies. And even if all parties agree to a rent increase, it just can't happen. That's an offence. So what the alleged loophole that's happening, which I must say I've not heard a whiff or sniff or anything about this, and I really am quite mind-boggled about it, but the allegations are that owners are limiting tenancies to 6 months and then moving those tenants on, terminating the agreement and then getting new tenants at a higher rent. Now, of course, this hasn't happened yet. This is what allegedly will or has or will be happening. So I hope you got the gist of that. So basically, if it is being said, gee, it's got to be a small minority, you know, a 0.01. I've heard absolutely nothing, and of course I'm privileged to work with and deal with a lot of wonderful property managers and agents. So, and we've known about this since the 18th of April, so we've had almost 2 months leading into this sudden change that we know that in fact the Deputy Premier, Dr. Stephen Miles, is the one that put this through another bill into Parliament without consultation. And it, you know, it's a little bit frustrating, but I really don't mean to focus on that. But one thing I just want to mention, which has got my eye and ear and a little bit of my mind, and don't overthink this, I just want to mention it. Because of the tenant advocates and the much media report in recent days about the alleged unscrupulous property owners who will be offering six-month tenancies, moving those tenants on, getting new tenants, therefore getting higher rent increases. The housing minister, the new housing minister, remember, weeks old, has, to my knowledge, this is to be confirmed, but I'm pretty confident that tomorrow, Tuesday, the 6th of June, the housing minister has convened an urgent meeting for the housing summit people in relation to this matter. And what Tenants Queensland have flagged, and long flagged, I must say, and tenant advocates, and this is national too, it's not just Queensland, but rental caps. And you may be seeing in the media, particularly recent days, the Greens, who have long, both at a state level and national level, federal level, have been advocating, and at the moment the federal Greens are negotiating heavily with the Prime Minister Albanese under the Labor government in relation to only agreeing to housing fund that the federal government's trying to get to up and moving if they look at rent caps and more. So there's a lot going on in that space, has been for a long time, but it's certainly got some traction at the moment. Now, I don't foresee rent caps happening, but look, we'll learn together. I really, really don't see, but I'll say no more to that. But the other main thing is that, as you may recall, the end of fixed term agreement, the ground to end a tenancy 2 month notice in Queensland, it of course only came in 1st of October 2022, so some months ago now. And that was part of stage one of tenancy law. Now, history is important, so give me a moment. We, for decades, have been advocating, fighting, if I may use that word, to retain without grounds, and it's long been a political football. Now, excuse me, because we've got a long-held Labor government and it's a Labor policy, and I must say, look at national and international, even New Zealand, what they've done or doing, Labor Party and governments tend to be and have removed without grounds, as opposed to Liberal LNP. And I don't mean to be inappropriate and be political, but it's a fact. So we've long been advocating for the retention, retaining without grounds. And of course, that battle was lost last year with stage one. We've got a Labor majority government. And you know, with democracy, that means obviously majority means majority. So when legislation goes through Parliament and through the House and does its thing, and it's voted on as a democracy, Labor have the numbers. So in June 2021, when the then Labor government Minister for Housing introduced stage one tenancy law reform and the bill into Parliament, the housing legislation bill, June 2021, we knew we'd lost without ground, and it was a Labor bill. But at the last minute, you may remember, due to the Human Rights Commission and some advocacy and points there, that at the last minute, end of fixed term agreement was put into the bill and therefore became law, and basically for due to the Human Rights Act. And it being said then by the Human Rights Commissioner, I remember circulating this in August 2021 via my free subscriber mailing list from the Human Rights Commissioner, but basically saying to the government minister for housing then, under the Labor government, because the Labor government bill to amend stage one of tenancy law, that, hey, if you don't put in this other ground and a fixed term agreement, you'll most likely be breaching the Human Rights Act of 2019 that you, the Labor government, created. So that was then, this is now. So we've got end of fixed term agreement. Now, tenant advocates were most upset about that, and it certainly is not the new, inverted commas, if you could see me, the without ground. And tenants under section 246A, which is another new section from October 1, stage 1, 2022 laws, allows tenants' rights to go to QCAT if they believe a notice or some other reason, some other action, but a notice has been given to end the tenancy that is retaliatory because they try to enforce their rights. So I've long been advocating, educating you, our wonderful industry, and particularly our valued members, that the notice to leave end a fixed term agreement is a human right of lessors to end an agreement, end a contract. So what the long there's a reason I had to go long story short is basically Tenants Queensland, as part of their advocacy and allegations now of property owners unscrupulously, and I must say again, who, where, what, where's the evidence of looking at 6 month tenancies, etc., that I said earlier. They've also want to have the minister look at the end of fixed term ground, and they want it removed. They long have. So stay tuned. The world won't end no matter what happens, but I'm just foreseeing something else happening. And of course, I hope nothing does. And if it does, we'll deal with anything, and we do. But just stay tuned, my friend. So this is just an update, particularly as I say, mostly who will be listening is members of Real Estate Excellence. And again, I thank you. realestateexcellence.com.au. This is Stacey Holt, and bye for now.